got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. Wednesday is upon us, and Wednesdays at this time, we bring you Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is here to help you determine how to better live your life physically. There are all kinds of ways of examining your life and how to make it better, how to live it better. Your attitude, however, is, I think, the best way of dealing with whether it's physical, spiritual, it's emotional, whatever it is. If you have a good attitude, if you respond well to your circumstances, if you respond well to criticism, the more positive you are in any situation.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, Dougie. Let's.
Right. What's the reality of that?
You're absolutely right. Mind over matter.
Don't you think Jack Stockwell, who is a NUCCA practitioner, NUCCA chiropractor, specializes in dealing with your neck, in essence, adjusting your neck for health, mind, body, all that good stuff. Don't you think when you see people, you can tell by looking at people and talking to people. I've been doing this most of my adult life, so I look at somebody now, excuse me, and I can pretty much figure where they're coming from by the expressions on their face and how they carry their body. And don't you think that one's attitude toward life is going to predicate how your body is in reality? If you're down all the time, your body's going to feel it. And can you work with those people as well to bring them back? Do you have the same results from working with people who have physical problems due to their own emotional state? Can they come back as well as someone who has a good attitude?
Well, people who have a good attitude almost always respond much better than those who are negative about everything. I look at it this way. The way I can tell how fast I'm going to help a new patient improve,
yeah,
is this somebody I would hire to work with me in my clinic?
Mm.
Or is this somebody I would not hire to work with me in my clinic? Because
that's interesting.
Yes, and the people who I would hire, the people I would want for friends, the people who I would pick to be around me on a daily basis, even if it was economically based, are always people who respond faster, get well quicker, and not only that, they're out there telling other people what happened in the clinic much faster.
Is that
so? It's good for business as
transferal.
Well.
It's kind of a transferal thing.
It is. It is, and it just passes like a wave through their friends, the associates, coworkers, family.
One of the things that is important to health and your well-being, if you go to Jack Stockwell's website, he has a lot of CDs that help you figure out what's going on in your system and how you deal with them in any number of ways. There are a lot of people in our country and a lot of people around the world who are hungry. A lot of people who cannot nourish their body properly, so they have a hard time maintaining good health. One has to look no further than the headlines this week in Florida, across the southern part of the country, with the exception of the Mississippi Delta, over into Arizona. The heat and the drought are so bad in this part. There's Georgia. I'm looking at pictures of a hog farm where the hogs are sick because it's so hot. The corn is burning up in the fields. The cotton is too weak so that it's just drying up. Farmers with the money and the equipment to irrigate are running their wells dry in this brutal drought. This, according to people down south, could rival the Dust Bowl days. Again, one wonders what's going on here. Why is it we're trying to grow cotton and corn and peanuts on this much land? We have been working hard, and it just the water's not there. The precipitation's not there because things are changing. The planet, I know this is not necessarily your area of expertise, Jack, but it's pretty. We were talking about this earlier, Jennifer, how the axis is wobbling a little bit, and it's causing these, some people use the word extremes. I don't know if that's fair, because an extreme would be tomorrow there's an ice age. That's an extreme. Droughts, problems for sure. Too much rain, problems for sure. The heat and humidity, you see it happening. A lot of people are complaining. I don't think it's that bad. I think it's not comfortable, but it's not. We've certainly seen a lot of this stuff. But yet there are indications, depending on what you read and what you listen to and how you handle certain changes. We all know that change is what life is about. Our bodies change. The physical conditions in which we live and exist change. Attitudes change. Change is what life is all about. So what happens if there is a drought that affects us, I mean, really big time? What happens if there is an ice age? It isn't going to be, there's a prediction, what, for 4 or 5 years from now, perhaps we could have a mini ice age, which would shorten growing periods and, again, limit the amount of food that you have at your disposal. Interestingly enough, there are people who are dealing with this. There have been discoveries. There have been a lot of people working on, I mean, if you go to the space program, there we laugh about the space program is responsible for Tang. But there also, Jack, have been in the space program any number of new foods that have been created that are okay to use in space, where there are different circumstances. It's in terms of nutrition, just like eating a meal back here, right? I mean, in terms of, again, nutrition, the value that a food has, you can just fill yourself up. My cows could eat cardboard if I put molasses on them. If I cut up cardboard into small pieces and put it in front of the cows and poured molasses on it, they'd eat it. Wouldn't give them any nutrition, but it would fill them up. And I think we have a lot of that stuff. We all know the restaurants that feed you food that doesn't do anything but fill you up. It doesn't do you any good. You can go to the store and buy stuff that fills you up. It doesn't do you any good. And the more expensive, as these things take place, the droughts, freeze-outs, the monsoons, the cost of food is going through the roof. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, will tell you, if you go to his website, you'll see that food is in the last year gone up about 30% because of its availability, because of what it costs to move it around, because of the cost of fuel, all of these things. So every time you go to the grocery store, you look at what it costs, and you think, how am I going to afford to feed my family? The reason that I'm bringing this up is because Jack and I have been talking about a new, I guess you'd the food stuff area. The food, now you have a lot of people that come to you and you give dietary recommendations to your patients. So what is it that has surfaced that looks like it might be either an alternative for people in any number of ways, less expensive food, better food, a way to take care of what our needs may be if we have a freeze out or we have a drought? And all of these things come to a head and we've got a problem. So what's the solution?
Well, probably the most valuable resource any of us have in the kind of conditions you were just talking about, just in the sense of the availability of fresh made foods, because of some areas are flooding like crazy, the other areas are having a lot of problems with drought. Suppose you could have something delivered to your home that was 90%, or it was healthier than 90% of most of the prepared foods that are in the supermarket, because it has no fillers, it has no added monosodium glutamate, no MSG, no hydrogenated fats, no high fructose corn syrup, and it was less expensive than the kind of meals that you would put together just by what you went to the store and bought out of this aisle and this aisle and this aisle. I ran across this not too long ago. You and I have been talking about it, because this stuff is absolutely delicious. You can put it away for up to 25 years if it's not something you want to use.
So, Jennifer,
right,
you buy it today and use it when you're a senior citizen.
Perfect. Just like wine.
That's it, right.
And what am I talking about? I'm talking about almond granola, apple cinnamon oatmeal, all kinds of pancakes, cornbread muffins, whole wheat bread, buttermilk biscuits, soups like cheddar broccoli, creamy potato, corn chowder, Italian chicken noodle, minestrone, pasta fagioli.
Pasta fagioli.
Say that again. Wow.
Oh, yeah, well, fagioli. You know, I can't help it. Tortilla, chicken rice casseroles, chicken veggie Alfredo, chili. Now, I'm mentioning these names because they're flavored this way, but this everything is vegetarian, and if you want to add, you can go ahead and add meat to it if you want to, but this stuff is if depending on how much you get, it can be anywhere from 88 cents down to 66 cents per serving. And the coolest thing about this is you can have 12 free servings just for asking for it. This is a company that is so sure you're going to want to buy their products that they will give you 12 free servings up front. You just pay, I think it's like $9 shipping and handling, and they will send you 12 free servings. Nobody's going to bother you. Nobody's going to call you because they believe the quality of the product will speak for itself and that you're going to want to get some more after that. If you don't, fine. But all you have to do is just go to my website, jackstockwell.com, and click on free food.
Just free food.
Free food.
It's free. And where's Roberta when we need her?
Free.
All right, so yeah, we send that. That'll be a great thing in the freebie, in our Queen
yeah,
of Cheap
on the
Box
website there.
At DougStephan.com.
We'll get that up there real quick.
So your patients who would be interested in this, people listening to this program would be interested in this. You start because it's free. That's what attracts people's attention.
Sure.
Then you look at it and you say, hey, this is pretty good. And then if you're going to buy some, it's pretty inexpensive. And the fact that you can, you just suggest I was making light of the fact that Jennifer could drink it with some wine that she buys today in 25 years from now. But you can. And that sort of speaks to, if you circle back to the stories about the droughts, or if we are going to have, if you listen to George Norrie, you're going to believe or think that in 2014 we're going to have a mini ice age. That's fine. You may or you may not. But if you're buying this stuff and use it, if I understand correctly, it's inexpensive. It's healthy for you.
You can use it now. You don't even, have to put this away.
Yeah.
Some people gave it to Mary and myself, and it was just sitting there on the shelf one night. And actually, I had listened to a show regarding the coming ice age. And, we were wondering, if we got enough stuff packed away, do we really want to worry about something like that? And there's a pack laying there on the counter, and opened up and cooked it. We ate the whole thing. The thing was so delicious. We ate the whole thing.
All right. So, again, if you want to find out about this, this is an interesting switch. But Jack's interested in health and well-being in lots of different ways. So you go to jackstockwell.com. That's Jack Stockwell, JackStockwell. And find out more about how this food may help you out.
For
all right,
free.
Jack. Yeah.
For free.
Free food.
Yeah.
At jackstockwell.com.
And not just putting stuff away. It's great for camping, backpacking, boaters.
Yeah. Why not?
And they're very lightweight, dehydrated packs. Yeah. And all you have to add is you add that to a pot of boiling water, or you pour boiling water into it if you're a backpacker. Stir it up, let it sit for a few minutes. And I'm telling you, it's extremely delicious. And the nutritious part of it is when I said it's healthier than 90% of what's in the supermarkets because it has no fillers, no hydrogenated trans fatty acids, no high fructose corn syrup, no added MSG. And the vegetable portions of it are organic.
There you go.
So,
JackStockwell.com. Jack, talk to you again next week. Thank you.
All right.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How about we save you when it comes to the aches and pain department? By now you've heard us talk about, in fact, recommend Salon Pause. Salon Pause is the only over-the-counter pain patch approved for sale using the same rigorous clinical testing required for prescription pain medication. So as long as we're giving away things free, as Jack suggested, Dr. Ken suggests you go to his website, drkenshow.com or dougstephan.com. Click on the Salon Pause button. Get yourself some free pain relief patches and see how wonderfully well they fight pain. 12 hours of relief. Yours free. Check it out at dougstephan.com. Look for the Salon Pause button. Click on that. Get the free patches.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
From the Doug Files today, strippers.
Woo!
Fighting in Iowa, left one without a finger.
Without a finger?
One without a finger?
Jasmine Somerville was performing at Dancer's Ranch.
Jasmine Somerville. Roberta, what's your stripper name?
The name of the first pet and the name of...
The street you grew up on.
So be Sheba 46th Avenue?
That fits.
Hey, can I put my clothes back on? My nipples are getting cold.
Having fun with...
For some reason, the disco era has made it big this week in terms of musical history. This song was number one during this week in 1974. Let's see if we can get one of our listeners to identify this song. Artist and song title, please. For a swell Doug Steffen prize, it's called Name That Tune, 800-510-8255. Yeah, if you were around during the disco decade, the early 70s to the late 70s, then you'll know this easily. This guy had, as I recall, this is the last year I played music on the radio, and this was a one-hit wonder. If my memory serves me correct, I don't think this guy had any more songs. That made it into the top 10 even, never mind the number one. But it was number one during this week in 1974. Who is this person and what's the name of the song? Crank it up, Michael. I think my guitar. It's just, you can't sit still when you listen to this stuff. Michael, who's answering the phone?
Michael's dancing.
Who is this? Name of the song. Name of the tune. Cleanup crews in Idaho today. Cleaning up honey. And the bees that got loose are long gone.
That is so crazy. So they have to catch all those bees again?
Oh, they can't. What do you mean, catch them? How are you going to catch them? I'm going to catch them. They're gone.
How'd they get them the first time?
The authorities say, well, they were in confined areas. Truck was hauling bees from California to North Dakota. The driver veered off the shoulder, lost control of the truck. The truck crashed over on its side. 400 hives of bees.
That's a real buzzkill.
You waited all? How long have you
waited all day?
Yeah.
All day. I've been working on that.
Yeah. So the crews have gotten rid of the honey from the roadway. Deputies say the bees
it was
actually
a sticky situation.
I give up. Back to the 2020 music quiz. Let's see if we can find out who this is. I know who this is, but who that is. Chuck, hi.
Hi, good morning. I'll tell you what, you can't stump me. I DJed all through that era.
Did you?
In greater Cincinnati and northern Kentucky. All in the disco clubs. I could spell his name if you need me to.
Sure, why not?
I'm not joking.
No, go ahead. Spell his name. Yeah, yeah.
His name is George McCray.
Yep.
McCray is spelled M, capital M, small c, C-R-E-E.
I think you're off by one letter. I think it's A-E.
I thought it was E-E.
You think it's E-E?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, I'm not going to argue with you.
I believe him. Yeah, he's a DJ.
Oh, yeah, right. He was a disc jockey.
The name of the song is Rock Your Baby.
That's right. So you were a jock for how many years?
Oh, gosh. All through the disco era. I started when I was 11 years old in the roller rinks when organ music was still popular.
That's so cool.
What a great story that is.
And actually, I still work in the clubs and do weddings and parties even today, and I'm 52. So.
Yeah. What do you do for a legitimate job?
Oh, I'm a truck over road truck driver. I just pulled up to my delivery spot here in El Paso, and I live in Northern Kentucky.
So the guys who are big disc jockeys in the 70s and 80s become truck drivers. That's an interesting switch.
Yeah, because we love music. There's so many older songs that I hear on the radio traveling. It's really great. You know, it brings back memories. I love it.
Are you from Cincy originally?
Yes, sir. Born and raised.
Yeah,
Don't tell anybody.
So what station were you on? I worked in Cincinnati in the late 80s on WCKY. You must have been, the FM was just coming, like EBY was just coming into existence then, right?
You mean EBN?
EBN, excuse me, right, the frog.
Yeah, that's 102.7 EBN. They do the fireworks every year with Toyota and Cincinnativille Wireless.
Yeah.
They do the great big fireworks display on the river every year.
All right, so you're having a good time.
Yeah,
you like it? It's cool that you remember the music. It's cool that there are a lot of people who have great experiences in their lives, and I'm happy to help people tell those stories. So thank you. That was good. It was Joel McCray.
And it's A-E.
A-E, that's what I thought it was. Yeah, it's all right. But listen, don't take the guys.
Sorry.
He was happy that he was able to win.
Yeah, at least he got the right name.
One of those who called for the first time to a radio program today. We love that stuff. 29 after the hour on Good Day.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags. Iams has a new taste your cat will love. And PetSmart has the largest selection of Iams formulas among leading retailers. Try Iams today because healthy never tasted so good. Don't miss this great Iams deal only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through July 24th.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com. the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm, concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A lot of things going on as usual. A lot of moving parts to the Doug Steffens' Good Day program, including your participation at DougSteffens.com. Email to Doug at DougSteffens.com. You can call us always at 800-510-8255. And should you be listening to this, there are 6, 7, 8% of the audience listens outside of the time when we're actually on. So if there's a comment and you haven't been able to send me an email, or you haven't, for whatever the reason, connected on Facebook, you can always call the Stefan Sound Off line, which is 877-541-5250, or call Janet her home. Yes. Her number is 310. Oh, no, it's 818.
It's an 818, but yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
I'm in the 818, sir.
There you go. That's it. Right, exactly. So sounding off about the fellow, we've been back and forth off and on this morning about Christian Lopez. If you didn't hear the story, he's the one who caught the ball, the 3,000th hit from Derek Jeter, and he gave the ball back. Classy reaction, instead of keeping the ball, making $1 million
with it. Money.
Oh, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So he gives it back to him, and they give him a bunch of gifts. And those idiots of the IRS say, we're going to have to tax you on that.
And they grunted just like that,
they
too.
They do. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's they always can tell an IRS guy by this grunt. So, anyway, I asked my accountant, Stuart Brooks, to appear on this program to tell us a little more about what's what. And it appears Stuart has flown the coop. Imagine anybody taking a vacation at this time of year.
I can't imagine during summer? No way.
What an outrage. Anyway, I knew he wasn't around because he normally listens to the program, and he would have been on the
Yeah, anytime we say his name, it's like the bat signal.
Right.
He would call right in.
Right. So anyway, Christian Lopez has been interviewed. As a matter of fact, I think on the Today Show, he's been on a number of shows. He was on ESPN, and here's an excerpt of his conversation about the tax implications getting these souvenirs and the gifts from the Yankees.
What was your reaction when you heard about the taxes?
I was actually stunned. I wasn't expecting that. It was just crazy. There's no words to really explain it. It kind of sucks, to be honest with you. But, I mean, if the IRS wants to come down on me for doing that, they're more than welcome to. It's their job. But I've been Googling stuff. I've been putting my St. Lawrence education and my government background to test the last night or so when I've been getting home from work. And I've been researching some things. I'm finding some pretty cool things out, seeing how I can try to work this out for anybody's benefit.
Yeah, what do you got? I mean, are you going to go to StubHub here and maybe sell off some of the tickets? What are you going to do?
No, I don't think I'm going to sell any of the tickets. I have something
lined up. He's a Yankee fan, for God's sake.
Yeah,
you
want to go.
For myself, and I'm trying to get that set up, too.
What do you got? What do you got lined up here, Christian? You're being very coy here. What's in the works for you?
I'm really not allowed to say. There's some things going on. I'm talking to some people. It's pretty cool stuff from my understanding. I'm going to talk to them later on tonight too. Just one on one, and I'll try to get the details. I'm just trying to. I got to talk to my bosses first to see if I can do it and get out of work. Actually,
Christian Lopez owes the IRS because of these things. I just call it a gift instead of a prize, and that's the end of it. End of story. But can you imagine, again, you as Americans don't want to see this guy get it in the shorts, do you?
No,
you
we like him.
We like this guy. We like the story. It's everything about it is good, except for the damn government. It's the same old story about these jerks. They say, oh, we're only doing our job. Well, why is it your job? If you take that person out of it, then you put another person in the hot seat, because this ought not to be something that gets taxed, and you get. We're all so surrounded by these blowhards talking about how we've got to increase taxes and cut the spending. If you weren't such irresponsible a-holes in the first place, we wouldn't be in this circumstance. And that back to all of us for voting for these people and letting them take away from us our dreams. And that's what this guy has everything good to say about everything, but the IRS is going to kill the excitement in the story
all
and
the
goodness.
Enthusiasm.
Kill all the enthusiasm. First, shoot all the IRS. Not whatever. We don't share.
No,
what is it they say about
not.
Lawyers? Hang on the lawyers.
First, shoot all the lawyers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Today's show, Matt Lauer mentioned that maybe the Yankees will take care of this.
Yeah, they probably will.
They should.
You'd be taxed on.
Go ahead, play this.
The Yankees have basically said it's a gift, and we're going to handle that. Is that your understanding?
I really don't know what's going on. I'm kind of trying to stay away from that situation right now. I'm trying to just enjoy the moment. I mean, if I get taxed, I get taxed. If they take care of it, they take care of it. But I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
Yeah.
Huh.
It does sound like a pretty good kid, though.
I think so, too.
Yeah. All right. But how to kill a...
I know. Take all the fun
leave
out
it to
it.
The government.
Oh, my God.
How to kill enthusiasm over anything. There they are. What wonderful heroes. If
yay,
it isn't
the
TSA...
The lottery. I'll take my half now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's not their half. It's our money. The story today, if you didn't see it... Michael, why don't we post that or send it to Ken to post the story... of this woman, the 98-year-old woman. It's in the blog site of the LBN e-alert. You can find it there. This 98, if you didn't hear me tell that story, the 98, every week it's a different thing from these morons at the TSA. 98-year-old woman gets stripped naked in a closet at LAX. They do a cavity search of her because she smelled funny. What?
So disgusting.
Oh, my God. All right, here's we were in the sports. You know, we don't do much in sports here because I don't really care much about sports. But
You love it secretly.
Well, every once in a while, it's a good story. At DougStefan.com today, we have the story of NBA star Dwayne Wade, who posted a comment on Twitter asking if anybody was hiring because of the NBA lockout. The KFC, where he worked as a teenager, has offered to give him $250,000.
To come and work there?
To come and work there at the drive-in.
I'll work there for that. Are you kidding?
Well, they want the money to go to some charity, and that makes good sense.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to, if you get the story here, he plays for the Miami Heat, as I recall, right? Doesn't he?
He does.
Isn't that Michael? He plays for the Miami Heat. He worked at a KFC when he was a kid, and they want to give him $250,000 for a scholarship program, if you'll come by this drive-through. The general manager of the restaurants in that area said that they will donate the money in his name to the Colonel Sanders Scholarship Program if he agrees to man a drive-in window at one of his locations.
Huh. Like just for a day or for a week? Or...
I don't know. Why don't you check out his Twitter post and see, because it's not clear here. as he looks for this. I just think this is, again, a great story, precisely up our alley, if you will. So you can check that out at DougStephan.com as well. Okay, so other thing that is, not that it's the other thing, but there are many things of value every day. We try to content the things at the website at DougStephan.com. We try to fill things up with information that will help you make your life better. So if you go to the Better Living post from Dr. J. Kumar, all right, if you see that, he's got a in our Better Living section, there's a story about meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It's meditation can cut heart attacks by as much as half. If you see that, it's part of what Dr. Ken has written about as well. TM, as it was called when I was a kid, Transcendental Meditation, relaxation technique that the Beatles first used. Remember when the Beatles, well, you don't remember, Jennifer, but people listening may remember when TM came in. According to the research that both Dr. Ken and Dr. J have come up with, the use of TM can cut your risk of a heart attack or stroke by 50%, hello.
Wow.
By 50%.
Why wouldn't you do it,
then?
That's a great number.
It is a great number. Now, we're going to talk to Ken about this in just a second. The poll today at DougStephan.com, how often do you meditate? I did not say how often do you medicate. How often?
Every day.
Do you meditate? A, at least once every day. B, a couple times a week. C, a couple of times a month. C is the one I'd probably use because I do a little meditating myself. Not often. But when things get heavy, it's a good thing to do. Do you rarely do it? Do you never meditate? Any of those options as you check out your email and do what you do, thank you for visiting our website, DougStephan.com, and filling out the poll. I think this is a lot of food for thought here. Our poll yesterday, what do you think about a restaurant banning children under six? We tried to find the owner of this restaurant in Pennsylvania, but Michael, if you're telling me what I think you told me earlier, he did not respond to our requests for...
Yeah, I left a message for him.
He had to have been beaten up badly over this, although I think he has a right. I would have been, frankly, on
his
side.
It's his restaurant.
Yeah,
yeah,
I would have been on his side. So anyway, our poll options here. What do you think about this restaurant banning children under six? 43% of you said it's a great idea. I wish there was one like that where I live. Let's see here. 20% said it's an interesting idea, but I bet they won't really turn away a family just because they have a child under six. Let's see. Also another 21% said this is a terrible idea. I would never go to a restaurant that did that. 16% of you said it's a gimmick. Look at the publicity he's getting. I don't know the man. Didn't have a chance to probe him, but I know a lot of people would be very sympathetic with this because people want to go have some peace and quiet if you have a good meal. The better restaurants, you can understand how they would want to do this and how it would make sense. If it's a, you know, talking about KFC or a place like that, is anybody going to care? I don't see anybody. If you got children, you're expecting to have children in a place like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that was yesterday's poll. Today's poll has to do with meditation. We'll talk to Dr. Ken about that in a minute. You're following a lot of things on Facebook, Jennifer. Earlier today, I was talking about this TSA circumstance with a 98-year-old passenger. What's the reaction to that question on our Facebook connection?
The reaction is that people do not like the TSA.
No.
There is not anybody that has made a positive comment. In fact, Kevin Sandler said, when I hear these ridiculous stories, it tells me that sadly the terrorists had a victory of sorts,
yeah,
making us so paranoid and scared that
the
we take these extreme steps.
Yep. The terrorists have won, as crazy as it seems. Crazy, crazy, crazy. A man who's not crazy is Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
No, he's a little crazy.
You think he is?
In a good way.
How do you figure that?
I don't want he's here with us every day.
Well, yeah,
come on.
Yeah, I don't want some guy working on my body, though. He's crazy.
Oh, no, he's not crazy like that. Yeah,
not crazy.
No.
Crazy, what is that? Never mind, I was going to sing a song, but I'll opt out.
Thank you.
Dr. Ken sings his way into your medical heart in a moment here on Good Day.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Iams cat food in 16 to 20-pound bags. Iams has a new taste your cat will love. And PetSmart has the largest selection of Iams formulas among leading retailers.
Try Iams today because healthy never tasted so good. Don't miss this great Iams deal only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through July 24th.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is in the house, if you will. Anybody ever tease you about your name when you were a kid? It's the Kronhaus.
Is the sky blue?
Aw.
I
got teased
you?
A lot for my first name, of course.
My last name didn't win me any awards.
No, huh?
Horn.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to figure out what the story is. We were talking about this meditation thing, and you saw the poll, Ken. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. First, though, a testimonial or two or three from people who have used Salon Pause. You're hearing from these people every day in your office. This is something that's aimed if you have back aches, arms that ache, you work out or your work. Yesterday I realized I got scrunched by the cows over the weekend. My lower right side, sort of hip and lower back, put the Salon Pause right there on the patch goes on where it aches, and in a couple of minutes, you feel the relief. How does this work, and why does it work, Ken?
Well, it works because it goes right to the site of where the pain is, and it applies medication that's been proven in study after study and therefore approved by the FDA because it's safe, it's effective. It doesn't go through your stomach and intestines. It doesn't affect your body. It's the first FDA-approved over-the-counter pain patch for mild to moderate pain. It comes in two types, arthritis and just general pain.
All right, so Salon Pause has been in this country for a number of years. Actually started in Japan in 1934, and they have been helping people with the problems. The clinical trials have gone on and on. A lot of facts here. You can check them out. Hit the Salon Pause button at Ken's website, drkenshow.com, or dougstefan.com. You can buy these products at leading drug and grocery retailers. How about getting a free sample by going to either of the two websites, as I say, to Ken's or mine, drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com. If you're looking for relief right now, though, check out what's going on at the local supermarket or drugstore. Salon Pause. Ask for it by name. American men with cancer. Not good news for them today, Ken.
Exactly. This is from the National Cancer Institute. It appears that if you're a guy and you get cancer, you're more likely to die than if you're a woman. Guys have it harder here. More men are at risk of getting cancer. When it's diagnosed, it's more further along. And even with treatment, women live longer.
So
stronger sex.
Wonder why that, yeah, women are stronger than men.
Well, I think women are more aware of their bodies when it comes to medicine, and they go to the doctor early. They do more prevention.
Yeah.
They used to smoke less, but they're catching up.
Well, but still, you get the drift of it. Be very careful and always be getting those checkups. Well, we were talking about meditation and how it cuts heart attacks. You posted that story. You did, and so did Dr. Jay Kumar. The bottom line here, if you are into TM, it's really beneficial for your body.
Bottom line is stress reduction. It lowers blood pressure. It probably also lowers inflammation. It's just good for the whole body.
Good for your body, good for your heart, good for your mind, TM. So check that out and answer our poll if you would. It's 51 past the hour. You're listening to Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Daily Doug Stefan Good Day program.
Is
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardChute.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardChute.com. www.HardChute.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Not the original version. It's actually kind of a tinny, chintzy, lousy version. Where did you find this, Michael? This
is no idea.
This is the can't.
What is this? Is the question.
It's supposed to be from Star Wars, the band at the bar, but it's this is a terrible version. I don't know if they got it. Must have gotten it out of a shoebox someplace. That's not the original. But at any rate, helps us to celebrate Harrison Ford's birthday. He's 69 today. I would have thought we'd have been better served if we had the theme from Indiana Jones or something. Where the heck, Michael, see if you can find that, will you please?
That's a good one.
I'm going to discipline whoever it was that came up with that bit of music. And because Harrison Ford is the birthday boy today, the movie that we have for our quiz features him. I'll give you that much of a hint up front. This is a movie that is easily featured. And so we're going to give you some excerpts from that. You identify it. Call us at 800-510-8255.
There we go.
When you have that, this is much better. This makes more sense. Isn't it great? John Williams is always able to capture the spirit of what's going on musically. And they're building. Chucker, aren't they working on another one of these movies now?
I hope not.
Oh, come on. Will you please?
Really like
Debbie Downer.
How is it going to hurt you if they do another one of these? Come on. Don't go to see it if you don't want to go see it. But I'd like to see another one.
Without Harrison Ford, I'd like to see one, maybe.
Oh.
Why don't you like him, Chucker?
He's Doug's not going to like this, but he's too old for the role.
Oh. You could be. This could be your last
name. No.
Yeah. This could be trouble. All right,
By the way, he co-stars alongside Daniel Craig in the big sci-fi movie Cowboys and Aliens, which opens in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But after that, he has no movie in production on his slate, and I'll tell you why. Because he refuses to take anything less than $20 million a film. And, again, you're going to be mad, but at his age, they're not going to pay him that kind of money.
Another Indiana Jones movie they will, or whatever.
Yeah, they might, but I think, they have to do a much better job than the last one, because the last one, I still stand by, was pretty awful.
Well, but it did well at the box office.
It did.
That's the test.
And he made a ton of money off it, and he's had a really good, he's had a great genre career, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, he sure has. All right, let's see if we can identify this movie that he is in. I don't know that it'll be too difficult. You figure it out. You call us at 800-510-8255 with the identity of the movie. Here's the first audio clue.
It's your turn to be afraid.
Uh-huh. Your turn to be afraid. 800-510-8255. Never won before in movie moments. You'll be the key player here. Next clip, Michael.
Atrocity and terror are not political weapons. And to those who would use them, your day is over.
Your day is over.
Gosh, this sounds familiar. Do I know it?
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Chucker's got it. Most everybody listening has got it. They'll call us. Hurry up, though. First one in is the one who usually gets on the air, as long as you haven't won before in movie moments. Here's the last clue.
Get off my plane.
Right. Okay. That's
good one. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good movie. Good action. It's like he's best in these kind of roles for sure.
Really good movie.
Yep. 800-510-8255. All right. So, Chucker, I see that Pixar, the animated movie Up, the fans have a chance to get the ultimate souvenir. You can buy a real life replica of the house from that movie. How do you? How's that Pixar?
And that was a great house too.
Yeah. All right. So that's the story at DougStefan.com. You know any more about that, Chucker?
No, I do not. I really don't.
Awfully glad I asked then. All right. What's in the movie news box for today?
Interesting story here. Actor Chris Pine, who recently played Captain Kirk in the Star Trek reboot and who's also attached to the next Jack Ryan, reportedly being sought after to star in the remake of RoboCop. The role was originally played by actor Peter Weller in the original. I like Chris Pine, but boy, is Hollywood casting young for that role.
Yeah.
Other news, Warner Brothers will attach a 93-second teaser trailer to The Dark Knight Rises, Chris Nolan's third and probably last Batman film. It will be shown before Harry Potter, which hits theaters this Thursday night. The Dark Knight Rises hits theaters next summer, and to say it's highly anticipated would be a understatement.
Right. Yes.
If you're a Blu-ray fan, it's a Mad Men world. Hit Blu-ray last week, and the print looks absolutely gorgeous. It's well worth buying.
All right. Here's the advice from Chucker. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. Look for his picture at DougStefan.com under the contributors box and go right to his blog. Meanwhile, let's blog and talk to Jane in Texas. Hi, Jane.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you, ma'am. How about you?
Good.
All right, what's the name of the movie?
Air Force One.
Air Force One. You like the movie, right?
Yeah, I like Harrison Ford a lot.
Yeah, so you can tell Chucker to go poo then, right? He doesn't like him in Indiana Jones. Don't you want to see another Indiana Jones movie?
I like action movies.
Yeah, I can tell.
Tell Chucker to go poo.